So God is calling things that be not as though they were. And he said, peace on earth. Goodwill toward man. The peace that passes all understanding is down there in that manger wrapped in swaddling clothes.
Welcome to a special Christmas edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth Copeland today as he shares how Jesus, the promised Messiah, came to restore the blessing.
Open your Bible to the book of Genesis, the 6th chapter. We're coming into the Christmas season. It is not the holidays. It is not. There's been a holiday made out of it. But it's not the holidays, it's Christmas. Amen. And it's our fault, we let them get away with that. But anyway, in the 6th chapter of the book of Genesis, now I want you to notice this. Verse 5, God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now, that's a key phrase there. And it repented, or the Hebrew word is regret. God regretted that he had made man. No, that's the way most people read it. They stop right there. God regretted that he had made man, and it grieved him at his heart. That's not what that says. God regretted, the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. He was grieving for two reasons. And it tells us both reasons right there in those two verses. Number one, it grieved him. And by the way, the word grieve there means extreme anguish and heartfelt pain. Number one, he was grieved because only 8 people were left on the earth that gave any thought to him at all. How can you bless them? They don't even think about you. They don't give you a thought. Their thought was, and their imaginations were only wicked and evil continually, which meant there was no thought of him in all but the family of Noah. 8 people. I mean, he is long-suffering, wasn't he? Got down to 8. Now, the other reason was because they were in this curse. They were on the earth. He hadn't regretted that he made man. He regretted that the man was on the earth, and he's supposed to be living in a garden, and he's living in a briar patch. Now, can you see what was such a big thing at the birth of Jesus when that angel came? I mean the boss angel, brother. This is the angel of the Lord. I've heard all kinds of theological, whoop-de-doo about the angel of the Lord. Well, you reckon that was Jesus? No, it was his angel. Well, you suppose maybe... No, it is the angel of the Lord. God knows who he was. He knows who he was. Jesus knows who he was. And now you know who he was. It was the angel of the Lord. And he is the boss angel. And the angel of the Lord came to the shepherds. You remember that? And what did he say that was so outstanding? Here's the way the King James translates it. I bring you good tidings of great joy. Now, you want me to tell you what he said? I bring you the gospel of great joy. He's preaching the gospel of great joy. Great joy. Big joy. For there is born in the city of David for you and all people a Savior who will save his people from sin. Now the angels shouted him down. Man, they jumped in there and shouted down the boss angel himself. They couldn't stand it any longer. They began to shout, and there's a multitude of... See, that isn't when they showed up. They'd been there for 9 months at least. They were there to see to that birth. They were there to care not only for Mary, but also for John's mother. Because his birth is also important to this whole thing that's going on here, see. So, and besides that, somebody got to clean up that stable. They didn't stay in that stable because they was poor. The Bible said they stayed there because there wasn't any room in the inn. They tried to rent rooms. The town is full. So, listen, a manger ain't no place to have a baby. That is a filthy place. Somebody had to sanctify it. So, God sent his cleaning crew down there, and they saw to it that that manger was sanctified. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, listen to what they burst into, shouting, glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace. No. Forget about wars and rumors of wars. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about peace in the middle of a war. He's talking about peace. He's talking about wholeness. Nothing missing, nothing broken. He's talking about the blessing coming back. He's talking about be fruitful and multiply and have dominion over the earth and subdue it. Hallelujah. Yes. The last Adam has just been born. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Now, he didn't say peace among men. He said peace to men. Goodwill to men. What's he saying? Peace on earth. Goodwill toward man. God declared peace between heaven and earth. And the war that began when Lucifer got hold of Adam's blessing and turned it into a curse and launched it and used it as a platform to fight God. Ah, but the sacrifice has just been born and ain't no way you're going to get him out, devil. He is here. Amen. So God is calling things that be not as though they were. And he said, peace on earth. Goodwill toward man. The peace that passes all understanding is down there in that manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. Oh, hallelujah. Knowing he still had 30 years to go. Well, 33, really. But God always speaks first, and then it happens. Hallelujah. Isn't that what he was doing? Yeah, that's what he was doing. So, the blessing came on Joseph, and he wound up. One day, he is assistant warden of the prison, and before sundown, the next day, he's prime minister of the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. So what happened? Here went the blessing. Working to prosper that nation. And made Pharaoh the richest man in the world. When he got there, Pharaoh was king, but he didn't own any land personally. And the plan that Joseph brought to the Pharaoh caused him to own almost all of the land of Egypt. No wonder he thought so much of him. Amen. The people of God, the Jews that were there, did not have all that persecution fall on them until something like the last 35 to 40 years or so. Because all of the pharaohs before that had remembered Joseph and they fared well. But they had to be released from that place because they no longer knew how to walk in the blessing of God. They were walking in the blessing of the Pharaoh. They got out there in that desert and they didn't know what to do with it. You know where that golden calf came from? Out of them. Out of them. They needed something they could see before they knew how to worship God or anybody else. They couldn't worship something they couldn't see. Why? They'd been there too long. Hundreds of years. They had lost the worship that they had been taught through Joseph and through the power of God. So, God's moving again. Amen. So what happened? Well, the blessing was on Moses. The blessing came on Joshua. The blessing came on David. The blessing came on Job. The blessing was moving. And then we see the blessing in the life and ministry of Jesus. Now we know the background and the foundation of the anointing. Ah, the anointing actually is the glory manifested through men to remove burdens and destroy yokes. Amen. Does that sound like anything familiar? Well, certainly. It's the blessing on the move. That's the reason Jesus preached. Blessed are those. He's teaching and preaching how to keep in that blessing, how to walk in it, how to release it. Now go to the third chapter of the book of Galatians. You think you know what's coming, but you only part know what's coming. Amen. In verse 13, Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now, isn't it amazing to you, it is to me, that God never punished Adam? Isn't that amazing? No, he didn't slap him around and you know, just kill him and just wipe him out of the garden. No, he clothed him. That's what compassion does. God didn't punish Adam. He punished himself. There it is right there. He punished himself. And listen to this. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, so that the blessing, Christ redeemed us from the curse, being made a curse for us, so that the blessing, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, so that the blessing, of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Through Jesus and his anointing, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through him. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man can disannul or add to it. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not to seeds as of many or plural, but as of one seed, to thy seed, which is the anointed one. When God made covenant with Abraham and said to him, so shall thy seed be. He's doing the same thing he did in the Garden of Eden. He was actually speaking to Jesus. He's calling things that be not as though they were. And Abraham was blessed to walk in a large portion of it as long as he would walk in that covenant. But that covenant also carried a curse because that curse was alive in the earth and had authority over men. It's still here, but it only has authority over those that will allow it to have authority over them because its power has been broken. Amen. And so he said to one seed, God was speaking, to one seed, which was the second and the last Adam, Jesus. Well, this one didn't blow it off, did he? He walked in the blessing. Walked in it with full measure. And it was working from the inside out. Like it's supposed to. And he's walking in it. He's walking in the glory. And at times that glory manifested in his life and in his face. That was the blessing. That was heaven. Moving on the earth. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now watch this very carefully. Verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free, neither male nor female, for you all are one in the anointing and in the anointed one, Jesus. And if you be Christ, if you belong to the anointed one, and if you belong to that anointing, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And it is just as singular speaking about you as it was singular speaking about Jesus. Amen. Ah, but we're not quite there yet. We're knocking on the door. Ephesians, just one block to the right, chapter 2. Oh, you'll never be the same. Verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, he has made us alive together with the anointed one, and with his anointing by grace you are saved, and has raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in the anointed one and in and by his anointing. So that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through the anointing of Jesus. For by grace are you saved, through faith. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship. Created. Created. When you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, you were your spirit. What? Your spirit was created. I mean, the words of dominion were spoken into your life. Your spirit died the death of the cross. And the almighty gospel of great joy was spoken into your spirit. And you were created. I mean, you were created just as much as Adam was created. You were created to carry this blessing just as much as Adam was. You are creation of God. You are his workmanship and you're blessed.
when I think of Christmas, I think of it like a gift from God. He sent a present down to the earth so that I could have life in abundance to the full, till it overflows, and have heaven on earth.
Christmas is really all about Him. It's about His love for us. It's about everything that He's done for us. That's really what it's all about.
In this joyous season of giving, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a special Christmas gift just for you. It is filled with all that this time of year is full of: faith, hope, and the life-changing message of God's love. It will inspire, encourage, and strengthen you in your own journey of faith. It will ignite the dreams and visions God has placed in your heart. And it will bring to your life and family a legacy of faith and power. The Heritage of Faith DVD package is Kenneth and Gloria's gift to you and your family. Certain to bless, inspire, and encourage you, it includes two DVDs, A Journey of Faith, 5 special broadcasts with John Copeland, Kelly Copeland, and Terry Pearsons, and Celebrating 40 Years in Ministry, featuring historical highlights across 4 decades at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, the Heritage of Faith DVD package. Request your special Christmas gift today and start building a legacy of faith that will last a lifetime. To receive your Christmas gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to our website at kcm.org and request your free Heritage of Faith DVD package online. You may also call us using our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011. If you prefer to write, the address is Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. The Heritage of Faith DVD package will help build your faith for the things God has in store for you. Order today.
You know, Gloria, and my goal in life and in our ministry, the first and foremost things in our minds, going all the way back to when I was a student at Oral Roberts University and we first began to find out these things, is to live and preach an uncompromised stand on God's Word.
That's right.
That I don't care what kind of symptoms we had, if the Word says you're healed, then you're healed.
That's the bottom line.
So you begin to stand on that and speak that. That's the truth of the matter. So the truth will change the facts. Jesus came into this earth so that we could do that, to get the blessing of God back on mankind where it belonged. Praise God. It's been a journey of faith. It started out as a journey of faith
when we began.
And our whole lives have is just one constant, continual flow and stand. And we never did accept anything as a failure. There are a lot of times it looked like it was. We're talking about really now just a week here. It'd be 41 years. So we had a lot of opportunities to fail. And it looked like failure was imminent.
We had a lot of help.
I ain't going to get into it. It's Christmas. I ain't going to get into that. But we wouldn't receive it as a failure. We just kept on going. Just kept on standing. That's the way it is. I don't care how it looked. I don't care whether it took a long time, a little time, or in between the time. God's Word came out on top.
That's right. Absolutely.
Every time in 41 years, praise God. Now, these DVDs, this is Gloria and my Christmas gift to you. And all you have to do is just write and let us know that you'd like to have it and tell us where you to send it. The information is on your screen right now. You can go on the internet, you can call. I mean, we'll send it to you snail mail if that's what it takes to get it to you. We don't care where you are. We want you to have it. And this are two DVDs in here. And there's a lot of, just a whole lot of our experiences, our lives over a 40-year period of time of believing God, the Heritage of Faith. Mm-hmm. That's what this package is called. So I want you to let us know that you'd like to have it. We really do want to sow this into your life. Now, the blessing. Not a blessing, the blessing. It is so important to get this ingrained into our spirit. This is why Jesus came. It's why He ministered. It's why He defined it. He demonstrated it. He walked in it totally and completely. The first Adam missed it, but the last Adam didn't.
That's right.
And he did it so that the blessing of Abraham might come on all the rest of us. Scripture says Gentiles, but that's all the rest of us.
That's right.
That we might receive and walk in the promise of the Spirit. And that promise, first of all, was what God said in the Garden of Eden. Be fruitful, multiply, fill up this earth. Amen. And subdue the earth. Have dominion over it. And you know you can do that right
now. That's exactly right. We're witnesses.
Yeah, that's what we've been striving for and walking in. And when we started out, I mean, we didn't know enough to get us through all day. But pray. I mean, but God does. And He'll walk with you. He'll stay with you. He'll get involved with you. And that's the reason Jesus came in the first place. And He opened the door for the Spirit of God to come right after He was caught back up into heaven. I mean, the Holy Ghost came in. And that's the continuation of Jesus' ministry.
Thank you, Lord.
Through you, through us. That's the reason we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Listen. New Year's is coming up. December 31st, I'm going to be preaching a very special service at Eagle Mountain International Church on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries in the suburbs of Fort Worth, Texas. And we want to go into 2008 with a fresh vision of who Jesus is and who we are. And it's just a glorious thing to do. So you pray about it and get yourself down here. Praise God. Merry Christmas. Have
Merry
a wonderful
Christmas.
New Year. Stay with us all this week. We love you.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is the greatest Christmas gift of all. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland hope you have a very Merry Christmas. They love you and desire for you to have the peace of God in your home and family. Get ready to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with other anointed ministers from across the country and come together with believers from around the world. Join us at one of these life-changing meetings in 2008. Come to the Branson Victory Campaign March 6th to the 8th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Then to California for the West Coast Believers Convention June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location. Join us at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Then head down to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention from August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Come to the Great Lakes Believers Convention August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information on these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Your fault that opened the door and cause the devil to have entrance into your area of blessing and authority, that fault will not keep God from giving you His wisdom. You ask the right questions and you get the right answers.